From the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 14, beginning with verse 21. Verse 13, I'm sorry. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but five loaves and two fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full, and those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. The pastor walked into his board meeting with a heavy heart. He knew that things weren't going well within his congregation. He knew that the very existence of this body of believers, this fellowship community, was fragile. He just didn't know if the church would survive many more years. As he sat with those that were elected and ordained to provide leadership with him, he thought of the fact that oftentimes when we're faced with challenges, it limits our willingness to look beyond ourselves. As he sat in that meeting, fearful and fragile, he pulled forth from his pocket a apple core. All that was left, everything else was gone. Just the core remained. And the pastor, as he spoke with those leaders, said, "I know this is a fearful time in the life of our congregation. I know we're a shrinking congregation, and the budget is always before us, and the needs that we have within our specific community. But right now, as a congregation, we're not really ministering beyond these walls. What we are giving to the world outside here is what's left of this core of the apple. After everything else is done, after our needs have met, after the budget has been examined and certain to finish in the black, then we look and consider, how can we serve others? But what if we were to do a new model?" The pastor ended those words without a suggestion, but simply bringing to the forefront for the leaders of the church to consider what may be a way forward for a church whose very future was at stake. That pastor stands before you today. That meeting was 5 years ago. And as I said those words to our session, my dear friend Leon Bailey, with that Grammy, I guess I'd say Grammy Award winning, not Academy Award winning. Grammy's on the radio, so we'll give Leon that. With that beautiful smile of his, says, "I know what the apple core's for now." And I'll never forget Elder Price Elliott saying, I don't even think we have to budget to start making a difference in this community through mission giving. Remember it, Doc? Price said, what if we come up with an idea to give above and beyond our budgets to serve others in need through the love of Christ? We started a mission emphasis that day from the leadership of this body, not from me. And every day since that Sunday in 2019, we've never failed to meet our goal. In fact, we've contributed over these last five years, when you consider our partnership with our Presbytery 2 and our PDA, over $100,000 in mission outreach to our community and the world beyond. In that first year, I went back and read the letter I wrote to our congregation in January 2020. I said to them, this year we finished with the largest surplus in our budget than we have in the previous 5 years I've pastored you. This was after we made the commitment to give above and beyond as a congregation to mission giving. In fact, I'm getting chill bumps now, the surplus was greater than the amount that we gave in mission giving. In other words, we thought there was a chance that our budget would be impacted. God gave back to the church even more so than what we gave to the community. You cannot outgive God. And in giving, there is living and there is life. Now, what does Jesus have to say about this? See, I think it's all over this story of the feeding of the 5,000 that Matthew shared with us today. This story that's one of the few that's recorded in all four Gospels. It's that important and paramount to the life and ministry and teaching and loving of Jesus our Lord. Where he says, I came not only to teach and to preach, but to be the hands and feet of a world in need. Friends, is there any greater way to evangelize than to share the good news and gospel of Jesus Christ, than to be with a person sometimes in ways in which our words cannot even be heard? To show them the love of Christ, as Jesus did in our text today. You see, here's the story. Here's the backdrop in Matthew's version of this feeding of the 5,000. I'm always intrigued, and I know many of you are as well, when you hear a reading begin like this. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew to a deserted place. So, of course, I want to back up, right? We want to understand, what was it that Jesus heard that inspired this movement, this action, to need Rosemary just a little time alone? Aren't we that way at times? We just need to get away to a deserted place. That was the model of our Lord here. To find some rest and renewal, or just camp out in the darkness of whatever was grieving him. And what was grieving him was the death of his loved one, John the Baptist. He just received news. Word that the one who went before him to prepare the way had lost his battle against evil. Aren't we all faced with those grieving moments in our lives? Whether it's the loss of a loved one, or a relationship, or a job, or a future that we hoped was brighter than it's living out to be. And it was in Jesus' grief, in the midst of him needing to get away, that you know where he truly found joy and restoration was in ministering to those in need. He set aside for a moment his grief and sorrow and said, how can I live outside of myself for those who are before me? How can I get beyond these walls, right? Even as I'm facing death, as Jesus was grieving that loss, and as we as a congregation were looking at what may be our future death as a church, we got beyond ourselves and got out there and became Christ to a people in need. And from that came life. In about 30 minutes, depending how long I preach, maybe 15 minutes, we'll receive our 27th member of our church this year. 31 in less than a year altogether. God has blessed beyond what we could ever imagine or expect when we thought there was hardly any life left. God gave new birth. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when we were willing to embrace a desire to live beyond ourselves to a world in need, God said to us, as he did to the disciples, what do you have? You. Give them something to eat. Oh God, we don't have much. It was only about, Benton, I don't remember the number you counted that Sunday. I don't know if there were 20 people here worshiping one day. At the low point. Only got about 20 faithful souls. We're making our budget, God. We don't have a lot. Have you got a couple of fish? Have you got a few loaves? It's enough. Give it. And see what God can do. See, I think the miracle in this story wasn't only about Jesus transforming loaves and fish to feed the multitudes, but the miracle was in taking from the people what they had and making Norris it more. That's the way it always is with God. He takes our gifts. He takes us as we are. And invites us to be life-giving love to a world in need. And he says, it's enough. And the miracle of transformation is not only in those who are fed, but in those who feed. You see, that's when we know the joy of our salvation. That is why I think Jesus modeled to us in his grief. He got out of himself and he gave to another. Yes, friends, there's going to be seasons of darkness. I'm not trying to downplay that or minimize our grief, our loss. We have to go through those seasons. But sometimes what I found, and maybe you have to, in my sorrow, in my depression, in my perils, whatever darkness I face, when I get out of myself long enough to give love to another, I find renewed joy. Jesus has been there where we are now. Are you grieving today? Are you dying? We all are going to get to both of those places sooner or later, right? Well, if you are in the midst of that, hear these words of Jesus. You give them something to eat, the love of our Savior, and know the joy of your salvation. Amen.